This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Levi, and good afternoon. Now here in Ag News on your Thursday afternoon. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that just took effect this week will give a desperately needed boost to farm income during the COVID-19 pandemic, but lawmakers and ag leaders say enforcement of the trade deal is key. USMCA could boost producers' bottom line by more than $2 billion at a time when the American Farm Bureau estimates that COVID-19 has cratered ag revenue by more than $50 billion. The NAFTA-replacing bipartisan deal may be worth more than $300 million a year in dairy exports alone, along with added hundreds of millions of dollars for beef, pork, corn, soybeans, and wheat. But Canada is already proposing tariff rate quota allocations counter to its USMCA commitments, and Mexico has stopped approving biotech traits for U.S. firms. Again, enforcement of this deal will be key, according to House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson.
So we need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that the agreement is enforced, and it goes into place the way that it was intended. And I'm sure all of you will work with us to make sure that's what happens.
Ways and Means Wisconsin Democrat Ron Kind also agrees.
There are significant asks that have to be complied with agriculture, in particular with USMCA. So yeah, you know, we're going to be watching very closely with the implementation of dairy up in Canada, but even beyond that, poultry, egg, lumber, and especially SPS standards.
Kind is referring to the sanitary phytosanitary standards, but Iowa Republican U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says it's not just about USMCA.
I do think it is important that we continue to tout the success of this phenomenal trade deal, and hopefully this will lead to many more in the future with other trading partners. And I think that's something as farmers, we can all get behind that. And I love the point that, you know, there are many more mouths to feed outside of the United States than within the United States.
Among potential new trade deal partners are Kenya, India, the EU, the United Kingdom, although UK discussions are slowed down by new hurdles. Others include a second Japan deal, a long-considered Taiwan free trade agreement, and even reconsidered of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, with every export dollar ever more important in the era of the COVID-19 pandemic. And another ag news when it comes to the pandemic, discussions are now being taking place behind the scenes on the next coronavirus aid package to come out of Washington. That, however, is the good news. The Hagstrom Report says formal negotiations between the House and Senate leaders will not take place until July 20th. That note comes from the Senate Finance Chairman, Chuck Grassley. Quote, we're going to try to get things put into place for ethanol and biofuels, as well as more overall help for agriculture, Grassley said. While there are some Republicans that have questioned the need to spend more money on aid, Grassley says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to pass another aid package and that it must contain limits on liability due to coronavirus. Grassley says the reasons to wait and see until July 20th includes figuring out what the state of the economy will look like by then. They also will see how much of the aid to state localities and hospitals has been spent, as well as to check out how much money remains in the Payroll Protection Program, and that's run by the Small Business Administration. And stay tuned, we'll have the latest ag news from around the state following this.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go toward the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Cost per policy will vary.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. Look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
With all the activities of summer, you don't want to spend extra time in the kitchen. Plan quick-serve meals with farmer-owned Prairie Farms milk and dairy products, which provide about 75% of the calcium you need each day and are available in convenient plastic pints. With non-fat cottage cheese, sour cream, yogurt, and fat-free half-and-half, you'll get the calcium you need without adding extra calories. Make Prairie Farms milk and dairy products part of your summer meals and taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641 and always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on into Midwestern and Illinois Ag News. The 2020 Farm Progress Show was scheduled to be held in Boone, Iowa this year, September 1st through 3rd, but like many large gatherings, it has been canceled due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Event manager Matt Youngman says the decision did not come lightly.
It goes against everything that we do to cancel the Farm Progress Show when the calendar says June. We've had to cancel days here and there because of weather, but to cancel it in June was really a difficult call for all of us, and something I can assure you that we did not take this lightly.
The event's cancellation shows just how quickly the landscape can change in event planning in a pandemic. Show organizers just 2 weeks ago assured the public that the show would go on. However, Youngman says concerns from both exhibitors and volunteers over the rising case numbers forced the cancellation.
About 10 days, 2 weeks ago, we came out with our confident word that we were going to move forward and our plans to do so. It was good that we did that because we showed our cards, and so it kind of made everybody else show their hand. And what we learned was that we had a lot of concerns from not only a good cross section of the exhibitors, but also importantly the volunteers. It takes 600 volunteers just to make the operations of the event go. They were not comfortable exposing themselves to people from around the country and around the globe. And so, with the spikes that we're seeing, that coupled with the real, legitimate concerns of the volunteers and some of the exhibitors, we just kind of got our heads together and decided the best thing to do was to take the events virtual for this year.
Youngman admits things could change again, potentially for the better, between now and the show date. However, too many question marks remained as on-site show preparations would need to begin.
We were up against a deadline. We had kind of self-imposed the July 4th deadline because once you get to July 4th, the planning is over and the implementing starts. And that means that exhibitors were about to start spending money on tents and landscaping and electrical work and that kind of thing. And we were too. It was time to start loading tents on semis and aiming them for Boone, Iowa. And they were going to start flying by about the 15th, 20th of July. So, it was time to make the go, no-go for sure call.
Despite the in-person cancellation, Youngman says producers should look forward to a virtual Farm Progress Show experience in 2020. How that looks and what is included is currently in development.
We have 400 acres of corn in Boone, Iowa that's going to be ready at the end of August, and we have that exhibit field. And in Grand Island, we have 60 acres of alfalfa, and so we've opened it up to the exhibitor base and our staff to come up with anything and everything that we can create content around. Maybe we're going to have some planter demos. Maybe we're going to mount cameras all over combines and tillage tools and secondary tillage tools and see what kind of things we can capture to try to create good content so that when you go to the website, it's really engaging in that virtual trade show. Right around showtime, maybe it's going to be a week or two after or a week or two before.
Youngman says to stay tuned to the farmprogressshow.com website to learn about the virtual show as details are announced. This year's Husker Harvest Days in Nebraska has also been canceled. Now moving on to state ag news here for your Thursday. Farmers in Illinois and across the country planted more corn and soybeans this year. Nationally, soybean acreage is up by 10% and corn acreage is up by 3%. Crop statistician Mark Sloysner takes a look at the Illinois numbers.
Area planted to corn in 2020 totals 10.9 million acres, up 4% from last year and down 4% from the March planting intentions report published earlier this year. For soybeans, acreage planted and intended to be planted is estimated at 10.4 million acres. That is up 450,000 from last year's final planted acres and down 100,000 from the March planting intention survey.
An estimated 490,000 acres of hay will be harvested in Illinois this year. That's up 17% from last year. The winter wheat harvest is expected to be down this year. And another Illinois Ag News, the University of Illinois Extension will be allowing staff and volunteers to resume limited in-person gatherings in August, consistent with the public health and safety guidelines outlined in Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois Plan. While long-term solutions to be managing the coronavirus are in development, Illinois Extension will continue developing programming, both virtual and in-person, that supports families, businesses, and communities across Illinois. Effective August 1st, in-person events for up to 10 people may resume, with group limits expanding up to 25 on August 16th. All program participants and staff will be required to practice social distancing measures, including wearing a face covering. While small groups and activities may resume, larger Illinois Extension's event will continue to be on a virtual format. All 4-H General Project and 4-H Livestock shows and exhibitors scheduled through August 31st will be moved online to a virtual exhibition platform called Fair Entry. All overnight camps are also canceled through the end of August. Quote, we know how many of our 4-H members and their families have felt the loss of the in-person 4-H shows that are such an iconic part of the summertime in Illinois, says Lisa Diaz, Assistant Dean and Director of the Illinois 4-H. Quote, but early feedback from our families who have participated in a virtual 4-H show already this summer say that it's still a great learning opportunity that provides a showcase experience for 4-H members. Over the course of the fall, Illinois Extension will continue a phased return into in-person programming to ensure that proper safety protocols, space management plans, and public health requirements are fully adopted by the organization. And you can learn more about upcoming events and activities online at extension.illinois.edu/global/events. And that'll conclude your Ag News here for a Thursday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for your Thursday afternoon, July 2nd, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.